We've just said, "Vaya, I'm Shemaya Tishma Mitzvah Yisayin, it will come to pass if you listen to my mitzvahs." Hashanichim Mitzvah Eschem Ayyem, which I'm commanding you today, La'ahavayas Hashem Elokeichem Ra'avda, to love Hashem your God, to serve Him with all your heart, with all your soul. And you wonder what kind of otherworldly reward there's going to be for doing the most incredible thing possible, listening to Hashem, loving Hashem, total commitment to the truth. And guess what? V'nasatim et ha'artzachem mi'ita yirei ha'malkesh v'asavta deganecha v'sureish chavitzarecha. I'll give the rain of your land in its season, the early rain, the late rain, so you'll be gathering your grain, your new wine, and your oil. Come on. That's it? This is some kind of charm? Some kind of rain dance? That's what mitzvahs are. How do I understand this? Do mitzvahs and it will rain. So a number of ways of understanding this. Let's start with Rav Shimshon Farhash, who explains that rainfall is always an act of Hashem's hashkacha, of providence. It's not solely the result of working the laws of nature, which Hashem originally established once and for all. The primary cause of rain is Hashkacha. In fact, the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Tanis, which deals with the fasts that we enact, if there's no rain, the key to rain is one of the three keys that remain in Hashem's hands. This is a key that wasn't entrusted to a shliach. The key to rain, the key to mother's womb, of childbirth, the key to Tchias Ameis and the Shalash Mafteichas. Chazal, Chachamim, they were wise people. They understood the meteorological causes of the changes of weather. They understood what was going on. That the rainfall, material abundance, the ability to flourish in our land, is a direct effect of a spiritual course. It's really already been outlined in Parshas Bechukaisai. And Bechukaisai Telechim, Chukaisai Timasu, war and peace, also depend on whether B'chukaisai Tereichu, you walk with my statutes, B'chukaisai Timasu, reject them. Hashem shows His pleasure or His displeasure in a physical way. As the Rambam explains, He gives us the resources to do more. This is not a reward for mitzvahs. We don't do mitzvahs so it will rain. Rain is not the reward for mitzvahs, but it certainly enables us to do more. Like mitzvah, gereres mitzvah. One good thing leading to another. Start to realize this. That Hashem is intimately involved. He understands what's going on. He responds to our davening. He responds to our mitzvahs by giving us the physical resources we need in order to do more.